On Love by Justin Fairman. I see so many people talking about the world's problems, but so few talking about the solution to them. Love. It really is that simple, despite how complicated we often try to make it. Pretty hard to keep a war going when people are focused on love. Pretty hard to have an economic crisis when people are cooperating together in love. Pretty hard to have supply chain issues and destroy the environment when people are engaging the earth with love. And then some say, but it's easy for you to say because you have privilege. But what good is privilege if it's not used for love? If the so-called privileged cannot even love, then how can anyone else be expected to? I say it is the duty of the privileged to love. For if they don't, then they're not privileged to begin with. Because the only true privilege in life is to love. And then some say, but there are so many who would laugh at this idea, who would ridicule it, even fight it. And I say to you, I have never heard a convincing argument against love. And I've never dreamt of a compelling future which does not include it. And anyone I've ever met who's lived without it is clearly in pain and suffering. And then there are others still who say that this is high-minded idealism, and the reality is that we could never get anyone on board. And I say to them that humanity has never accomplished anything of value unless high-minded idealism has been at play, and that history is filled with examples of small groups of idealistic, inspired people changing the world. And further still, I say that love in human form is not a perfect state of being. It's a choice that you make over and over again. It's a commitment to a principle that you return to, despite your inevitable deviations from it. It is a standard that you hold for all your decisions, all your choices, all your relationships, that you measure them by, that you do your best to uphold, even in the face of great pain, that you return to when you're lost. This is love. And you will know when you've found it by the way that it feels. Ultimately, this is humanity's only problem, that we have become disconnected from this feeling of love. All other issues find their roots here, and it is thus our only true need to return to this feeling. The world will do everything in its power to convince you otherwise, and it's trying its damnedest right now, or, depending on how you look at it, giving you infinitely more opportunity to embrace it at an entirely new level of depth.